not much of a cook. Betty and Morris were a little old-fashioned when it came to marriage. They hadn't lived together before the wedding, and they'd tried to wait with moderate success. Betty knew she wasn't much of a cook. Morris said he didn't mind, it didn't matter. Betty's mother was a fabulous cook. She tried to teach Betty, but Betty wasn't a natural. For their first meal home together after the honeymoon, Betty cooked a simple cauliflower soup. She knew it was too salty, but Morris said it was lovely, honey, and gave her a kiss. The next evening, Betty made a shepherd's pie. It was sort of average, a little bland, really. It was about the level that Betty could safely manage. She did the cooking because she didn't have a job, and Morris worked long hours and brought home the money. Besides, Betty was now expecting their first baby. Then one day, Betty was cleaning out the car and found a couple of old takeaway cartons stuffed under the front seat. He'd been getting takeaways. She thought she'd been doing okay, and now he was getting takeaways. Betty didn't say anything, of course, but she was worried sick. I mean, she just had to learn to cook better. She just did. And when she made a salad, it was pretty ho-hum. Betty was getting stressed about it, quite stressed. And then she had the baby, and Morris was absolutely over the moon, and things were fine for a while. Then Betty found a job. It wasn't much, but it was enough to keep the wolf from the door. Morris at last could cut back on the hours he worked. Betty thought it was out of this world. From then on, Morris did the cooking. He was a fantastic cook. "You did well, honey," he said, "really well. So now you can stop stressing about it." To celebrate, Morris cooked roasted turkey with black truffle butter and cognac gravy, accompanied by mushroom leek and brioche stuffing with green beans, shallots, hazelnuts, and tarragon. For dessert, they had a simple chocolate caramel tart, all washed down with a Rosemont Diamond Label Sauvignon Blanc 2014. And after that,